Please be joined on the line right now by Andrew Ostrowicka. He is the vice president of the Mighty Peace Basketball League. Well, the first season for the league, Andrew, starts coming up on Sunday, I believe, is the first games. How exciting is it to finally get this kind of underway here?
Yeah, so we are very excited. I was just chatting with Nick the other day, and it's just flowing by. We started planning this in late February, and we're just shocked that it's already here. We're very excited for the league to start on Sunday.
And I know you've got, I believe, six teams lined up to play over the next couple months or so here with your kind of first season here. How much interest did you actually get for players, teams, or that kind of stuff, and just kind of trying to get set up here?
Yeah, so we actually had a surprising amount of interest. We were looking for six teams to join the league, and I think within 5 days we had received six teams interested, ready to pay their deposits to get in on the action. So we were overwhelmed. We thought we were going to be short, and we might have to, you know, kind of pressure some guys that we know into putting in a team. But no, we were very overwhelmed with the interest that we had.
I know the season, again, it's only lasting for about a couple months or so here. I know you guys kind of starting out small to begin with. What are, I guess, some of the kind of expectations you guys have for this first season here?
Yeah, so for this first season, starting May 5th, and it'll run till June 23rd. So each team will be able to participate in 8 league games, and the last 2 games, you know, of those are going to be the playoff games. So each team will get a chance to play all the other teams, and then based off their record, that'll dictate where they finish and where they play their last 2 games of the season.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, all the games happening at the Mile Zero in Grimshaw. I guess, what are kind of some of the sort of longer-term plans you guys have for the league, depending on how this kind of first season goes here?
Yeah, for sure. So speaking to the Multi-Zero Multiplex, we chose there just because it was a more central location in the Peace Country, because when we move forward with this and maybe do a fall league or, you know, the spring league in 2025, we're hoping to increase it to a 10-team league. We would like to see kind of a team maybe from Fairview or from Manning be able to join, just to make it more of a regional league and not just so concentrated in, you know, Peace River or Grimshaw.
And has there also been, I guess, yeah, you mentioned certainly different markets there. Is there also a possibility of a women's league? I know that's something I've heard you guys talk about earlier.
Yes, for sure. So we've had some interest, some few individuals reach out to us and interested in a women's league. I don't know if we've had enough interest to offer like a full 8-week league, but there has been some discussion within the group of us to maybe do a women's tournament or a 3-on-3 tournament, maybe host one in the fall and in the spring.
Definitely sounds like a lot of exciting things going forward. Andrew Ostrowicka, the vice president of the Mighty Peace Basketball League, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me, Kyle. I appreciate it.